From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for bombings at two Coptic churches in Egypt that killed at least 44 people and injured more than 100. The first blast was in the northern city of Tanta, where a powerful explosion ripped through a Palm Sunday service at St. George's Church, killing 27 people and wounding 78 others. Not long after that, at least 17 people were killed and 41 others wounded in a suicide bomb attack outside St. Mark's Coptic Orthodox Cathedral in Alexandria. After the bombings, Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi declared a three-month state of emergency. The U.S. military carried out airstrikes against the forces of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad on Thursday. President Donald Trump has made it clear the strikes were a retaliation for Assad's suspected use of chemical weapons last week. Shortly after the airstrikes, Trump expressed he won't tolerate chemical weapons attacks.
Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack. No child of God should ever suffer such horror.
U.S. presidents draw the line at chemical weapons. Philip Crowley is the former U.S. Assistant Secretary of State.
What about chlorine barrel bombs? You know, over the past 4 years, this weapon, which is not technically a chemical weapon, but morally it is, has killed a profound number of people, you know, in Syria.
Crowley points out the vast majority of those killed in Syria have been killed by conventional weapons. But images of those victims have not provoked the same level of intervention. This is VOA News. Iraq's prominent Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has called for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to step down to help find a political solution to the Syrian crisis. In a statement Saturday, al-Sadr said, "It's fair for Assad to resign to help the country avoid the menace of war and dominance of terrorists." Tens of thousands of Swedes turned out in Stockholm Sunday for what they called a love fest after Friday's terrorist truck attack. The incident killed 4 people and injured 15. A 39-year-old Uzbek believed to have extremist sympathies is under arrest for allegedly ramming a stolen truck into a crowd at the island's department store. Swedish police spokesman Jonas Heising.
He was applying for a residence.
Not a site.
Residence.
Okay. And that was rejected?
That was rejected, when? Yes, please. It was rejected in June 16.
Friday's attack apparently had little effect on liberal Sweden's global reputation as an open and welcoming society. Christians are celebrating Palm Sunday, marking the beginning of Easter Holy Week. Robert Berger was on scene in Jerusalem, where the biblical story took place.
Priests in festive robes led a colorful Palm Sunday procession at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem's Old City. They were followed by pilgrims waving palm and olive branches in a fragrant cloud of incense. The celebrants marched around the ancient stone tomb where tradition says Jesus rose from the dead. Palm Sunday marks Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem on a donkey 2,000 years ago. It is the beginning of Holy Week, which culminates in Easter Sunday when Christians celebrate the resurrection. Pilgrims came to the Holy City from all over the world, including Christine Barlow from the U.S. state of Utah.
It's a really cool experience being in such a cultural place on such an important day. Being here just really solidifies my faith in the events that occurred and being in the land that it happened in. It's fun.
Visitors to the Holy Sepulchre are also getting to see something special. Jesus' tomb has been renovated for the first time in 200 years. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Donald Trump has reportedly asked officials to give him options for removing the threat of a nuclear-armed North Korea. In Washington, I'm Gia Billy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.